A new company is taking charge of what could be one of the biggest future oil developments in Alaska. The company, Oil Search, is entirely new to Alaska, but the company argues its experience in a tropical island nation will come in handy as it starts work in the Arctic. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
Before we get into who is drilling it and why, let's make one thing clear about this oil field. The state of Alaska thinks it's a very big deal. Here's Natural Resources Commissioner Andy Mack.
Literally, if you kind of line up the big fields up on the North Slope, this probably ranks third behind Prudhoe Bay and Kuparuk.
Prudhoe Bay and Kuparuk, of course, are the giant oil fields responsible for making Alaska the oil state it is today. And on a chunk of state and native-owned land west of Prudhoe Bay, one company thinks there might be over 1 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Mack says that alone could reverse the long-term decline in the amount of oil flowing down the Trans-Alaska pipeline.
If all goes well, it could lead to not only flattened production, but also increased production.
So last fall, when a company a lot of Alaskans hadn't heard of moved to take over developing this oil field, it got people's attention. Oil Search is a company based in Papua New Guinea, a country just south of the equator and just north of Australia, where the company also has offices. An oil project in the Arctic may seem like an odd leap for a company from an island nation in the South Pacific, but the newly minted president of Oil Search Alaska, Kieran Wolf, says the company is serious about its new venture.
When we look at Alaska, we see Alaska as a place of enormous opportunity.
Wolf says Oil Search's first planned development in Alaska could represent a major investment for the company, in the range of $4 to $6 billion. The company bought a significant stake in the project last year from its main partner, Denver-based Armstrong Oil and Gas. And last week, Oil Search officially took over as operator of the field. That means when it comes to actually getting an oil development off the ground, Oil Search is in the driver's seat. Sitting in the conference room of the company's new offices in downtown Anchorage, Wolf makes it clear Oil Search is gearing up for what could be something big.
So we've just taken the whole floor here. We're actually expanding so that we can fit over 120 people on this floor, and the majority of them will be Alaskans.
So why is Oil Search in Alaska? The company operates all the producing oil fields in Papua New Guinea, but the bulk of what it's invested in there is gas. So the company decided it needed to balance its portfolio. True to its name, Wolf says Oil Search came to Alaska searching for more oil. It might not seem like Papua New Guinea and Alaska have much in common, but Wolf says his company sees a lot of similarities.
Papua New Guinea is one of the most challenging environment places to work on the planet. It's very remote, very mountainous. There are no roads. There is no infrastructure to speak of. And everything has to be brought in on helicopters and such.
Beyond logistics, Wolf says Oil Search also has experience negotiating with local communities living near where the company wants to drill. Wolf thinks in some ways, communities in Papua New Guinea and communities on the North Slope have similar values.
Very passionate about their environment, very passionate about their way of life. And so an important part there and a lot strong analogy between Papua New Guinea and Alaska is the commitment and the passion of the local community to their areas. And that's something you've got to respect and be very cognizant of.
However, Wolf says Oil Search's discussions with Nuiqsut, the community closest to the company's first planned development, are still in their infancy. And that's not the only issue that needs to be ironed out. Oil Search wants to drill a few more appraisal wells to get a better idea of how much oil it's actually sitting on.
Look, I think it's a long way to go before people understand how big this field is. Our company is quite a conservative company. We don't over-promote, we don't over-promise. Our style is much more to sort of under-promise and over-deliver.
Depending on whether and how all the details come together, it's possible that by 2023, a Papua New Guinea company could begin producing from one of the biggest oil developments in Alaska's history. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.